should do.
Already?
Who's ahead?
Casey.
Kim, hi. Texas Tech. Red Raiders.
I can't say the other slogan, I might get thrown out the building. Or I can say the Wreck'em Tech one.
Afraid to ask.
Okay, we're ready?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Good evening. We have returned to open session at 6:06. Okay, next, we will flex salutes. All attendants will be led in Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Hurley Elementary School student Vienna Pacheco. Lead us, please.
Put the right hand over the heart. Just say, okay. Put your right hand over your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Closed session report. There's no report from closed session tonight. Okay, to comply with California Education Code Section 35143, the governing board shall organize by electing a clerk, vice president, and a president from listed members this evening. The board will nominate and elect a board member as a clerk of the Board of Education to serve effective immediately with the set term of office ending on November 30th, 2019. Need a nomination?
I nominate Angelina Pride.
I'll second, second it.
Yeah. Mr. Merkin, second? Mr. Pride, you accept the nomination?
Yeah.
Thank you. All favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations, Ms. Pride.
Thank you.
Yeah. The board will nominate and elect a board member as a vice president of the Board of Education to serve effectively immediately with set term of office ending November 30th, 2019. The nomination?
I nominate Mr. Malkin.
Okay, Mr. Malkin.
I'll second.
Mr. Malkin, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Congratulations, Ms. Milken.
Thank you.
VP.
The board will nominate and elect the board member as a president of the Board of Education to serve effectively immediately with the set term of office ending on November 30th, 2019. Is there a nomination?
I nominate Ms. Friedman.
Mr. Macon, nominee, Mr. Freeman. Donna?
I accept.
You accept it?
Okay. Proudly.
Good, thank you. All in favor, say aye.
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 Did someone second it?
No one
second. Only second? Oh, Mr. Macon, second.
I second it.
So you say aye?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, Mr. Minister, you take the duty, so we change seats.
Okay. So we're going to take just a brief recess and change seats, and during my public comment, I'll have an opportunity to share all of the growth of the district and the work that Carrie Chen has done leading our district for the past 12 months.
To the left.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Well,
I won't get to talk to
you. Sure. Thank you.
Your seat now.
Your seat now.
Thank you.
He's not as much fun as me.
That's right. You're still sandwiched.
Oh, I'll give it to you, Carrie. Take good care of the seat. Is that?
Your jacket doesn't move?
I didn't know you had to get all new. I thought this had our name on it.
Not that he used to wear that baseball hat, maybe. Yeah.
You want to still be there?
In case you need it from shaking. Well,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
In case of water.
Somebody else's bag.
Oh.
Next, we are going to move to board recognitions. I'm going to turn this over to Dr. Mitchell at this time.
Perfect. Thank you. Nice work. Good job. All right. At this point, I'd ask the board to come down to the floor, and we'd like to recognize some of our students and staff for their accomplishments and achievement, and ask Dr. DeMora to please come to the podium.
Come on, let's go. Nobody move. Thank you. Tonight we have a Draw Your World contest winner to recognize. Scholastic Books, in partnership with Judy Newman, held a nationwide contest to celebrate a beloved classic, Harold and the Purple Crayon. Oswald's kindergarten student, Jaden Zong, was one of the three winners. As a result, Jaden received a backpack full of art supplies, and all his classmates received very copies of their own Harold and the Purple Crayon. Can we ask Jaden to come up? Can we please congratulate Jaden on his recognition? Jason. Yes. Oh, thank you. Tonight, we're also recognizing the Roland High School boys cross country team. In 2017, the Roland cross country team broke a 30-year-old school record and won its first Valle Vista League title in several years. With only three returning athletes from 2017, the Roland cross country team trained hard and developed new athletes. They rose to be ranked fifth in the San Gabriel Valley, winning a second consecutive undefeated Valle Vista League championship and earning a trip to the CIF championship semifinals for the third consecutive year. Out of the 42 varsity runners, the Valle Vista League, the Roland varsity runners finished second, third, fourth, sixth, and 11th. On behalf of the Board of Education, please join me in congratulating coaches Chris Ramirez, William Rodriguez, Rafael Dominguez, and the Roland High School Boys Cross Country Team on their accomplishment. We also have with us our assistant principal, Mike Ward. And now for our students, John Martinez Vasquez, please come up. Rafael Alcaraz Torres, please come up. Jimmy Lay, Marco Carlton, Brandon Rodriguez, Nick Acevedo, and Ravi Doli Wall.
Paparazzi first. Okay,
tonight, we're also honoring the Roland High School girls tennis. The Roland High School Lady Raiders embraced their underdog title going into the season. Through their hard work and dedication, they were able to earn the Valle Vista League title. This was also a great year for individuals within the team. The team sent out 6 out of the 9 possible spots to the CIF individual tournament. The girls worked extremely hard, and the results show. For this first time, the team placed first, second, and third in doubles. They took the Valle Vista League MVP honors for the doubles as well. The Lady Raiders are a prime example of what being a student athlete is all about. Please join me in congratulating coaches Jake Mayant, Jenar Orbida, Jay Lynn, Samir Aldina. And the Roland High School girls tennis team for their accomplishment. Will Ada Hong, Amy Jiang, Ida Ma, Tania Matthew, Catherine No, Melissa Ree Santoso, Catherine Wong, Nan Cheng, Alice Ying Ji, Sarah Liang, Sarah Lee, Tammy Yi, Michelle Fang, Rita Mittal, and Rachel Kim, please come up.
I'll get us back to you after, Dennis, I promise.
All right. I would like now to ask Rocky Better to come forward, please. This is your favorite thing.
No.
So we would like to recognize Rocky Better. Rocky has been named as the Association of California School Administrators, ACSA, Adult Education Administrator of the Year. So Rocky does a tremendous amount for our district in our career technical education, our community education, and our adult education. And it's nice that the state has recognized his accomplishments here locally to recognize him on a statewide effort. So congratulations, Rocky.
That was great, and such good manners, and the kids were all dressed up nicely. I would like to thank the Northern Elementary students, parents, staff, and community members for providing the refreshments at tonight's board meeting. Hurley Elementary Principal Dr. Alvarez, along with students Benania Macias and Amazon Emilio, will provide a brief report highlighting what is going on at their organization, well, their school.
Good evening, esteemed board members, Dr. Mitchell, cabinet, and guests, and Hurley staff. Woo! As a very proud principal at Hurley Elementary School, we have our student council leadership here tonight, and they're a little nervous, a little bit, but they're going to be fabulous. But they're excited to share several highlights at Hurley Elementary School, and we're going to start first with Vanya.
Good evening, Dr. Mitchell and board members. My name is Vanya Macias, and I'm the vice president of Hurley Student Council. I'm here with my classmates to highlight Hurley Elementary School. All students at Hurley are thinking, reading, writing, and communicating their thoughts and feelings, some in one language and others naturally in both languages, with cultivating an understanding and appreciation of other cultures and learning to become global learners. Our Spanish dual immersion program is currently up to fourth grade, and the instructional model begins in TK with 80% of the instruction in Spanish and 20% of the instruction in English, and progresses to fourth to sixth grade with 50% of the instruction in English and 50% of the instruction in Spanish. The goal of the program is for students to become biliterate. The parents at Hurley Elementary have also had the opportunity to join in on the fun of learning. Our school hosts parenting learning nights where parents get to learn on topics such as what a growth mindset is and the importance of having a growth mindset. Parents learn how to support their children when and if they're experiencing bullying and teasing. Also, the special Projects office is currently providing parenting classes to our parents and building a positive relationship with their children. Further, Hurley now houses the Foothill Mobile Clinics. Every RUSD family has the opportunity to seek mental health services on Tuesdays from 8 to 11 a.m. Finally, all of the students at Hurley had the opportunity to take a Santa photo and receive a candy cane from Santa and Mrs. Claus. We will receive a free copy of the photo to share with our family this holiday. And appreciate the free book that we received from RIF, Reading is Fun. Thank you.
Very good job.
Hi, Dr. Mitchell and board members. Nice to meet you. My name is Vian Pacheco, and I am the secretary of Hurley Student Council. In class, we are learning through CGI, math experience. For example, we learn math by participating in math talks, counting collections, and other interesting math strategy decisions. In 2019, we are going to open our computer innovation lab. We will have an opportunity to learn about robotics, coding, 3D printing, and other computer science technology. Hurley has also made an investment in improving more technology in the classrooms, and many computer science weeks just wrapped up. Oh, wait. And many classes use Seesaw, Flipgrid, Picolage, Adore Spark, and Google Classroom. Computer Science Week just wrapped up, and our classes participated in Hour of Code. Programs use computer science. Hurley Elementary also participated in digital citizenship lesson, and we had 100 participation. Our sixth grade science camp will be in May, and I'm looking forward to going to the mountains and learning more science while I'm participating in many fun activities with friends.
Very nice.
Good evening, Dr. Mitchell and board members. My name is Amazon Amalio, and I am the president of Hurley Student Council. I am proud to state that Hurley is a PBIS Silver School. We have a school community that takes pride in promoting respect, responsibility, and positive relationships. Students are acknowledged for these traits through a coin system, classroom and school-wide incentives, and individual recognition at monthly rewards. For example, students have received a bucket filler bookmark and extra 5 minutes of recess. Last year, Dr. Alvarez, Mrs. Jimenez, and Mrs. Cronkite treated the school to a choreographed dance during a hawk assembly. We also just earned a Spirit Day, which will be Pajama Day on December 20th. In addition, our annual holiday show will be on Friday, December 14th at 9:15 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 1 p.m. Please join us. You are also invited to our holiday drama production. Our drama teacher, Mrs. Dolores Gonzalez, has put together The Legend of the Poinsettia as our holiday production. The show will be on Wednesday, December 19th at 6 p.m. Please join us on that day as well. Other student activities include student council, softball team, basketball team, soccer team, spirit squad, homework club, and art classes. During these activities, we can make new friends, learn new skills, and show school spirit. As you can see, Hurley Elementary is an amazing place for students to attend and receive a quality education. We have a fantastic teaching staff administration and support staff to help us as we grow from young kindergarten students to strong and confident sixth grade students. Thank you, and have a good evening.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your support and this opportunity to share all the wonderful things that are happening at Hurley. I do want to thank the parents of these students who are here in the audience for their support. They have done a tremendous job with their children, and also the support staff and the staff here at Hurley Elementary School, who we collaboratively work with the families to create wonderful children just like these. So thank you very much tonight for your support and this opportunity. And they have a little something for each of our board members. So they're going to go around and give you guys a little baggie.
David Malkin is in the front, and this is Donna Friedman right over here.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All of you.
Yes, of course. Perfect. And the board, if you'd like to stand up to be seen behind them, you're welcome to.
That's a projector. Yeah, the projector here.
And get zapped in the eye, sorry.
Oh, well.
Thank you, Dr. Alvarez, and you students did a great job on behalf of the board. We wanted to say thank you. We really enjoyed your presentation, and thank you for our gifts also. Next is the superintendent report by Dr. Mitchell.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So at this time, I would like to talk and share a little bit of the leadership accomplishments that have happened under the leadership of Carrie Chen, who is our board president for the past 12 months. If our current newly appointed board president could provide him with these flowers, please.
Oh, nice.
Show our appreciation for his leadership.
And if you'd stand down at the front with him.
Okay, that would be great. Why don't you go down to the front? She can do it while I talk. So under the leadership of Carrie Chen, since December 2017, our district has achieved many noteworthy accomplishments, such as 2 Golden Bell Awards by the California School Boards Association. Killian Elementary School was named by the California Department of Education as a 2018 California Distinguished School. We were recognized as Innovation in Teaching and Learning, Roland Unified named as a 2018 Visionary School District and featured at the Model Schools Conference. Roland Unified received the Districts of Distinction Award by District Administration Magazine. Now you have to stand there all by yourself. Poor guy. I don't know.
Should I stay there?
Well, next year you're going to stand all by yourself. I don't know. I'm teasing you, Donna. I'm teasing you. I know, but I'm just teasing you both. So Future Ready Schools Digital Equity Program, Roland Unified was selected one of 12 districts across the nation. We've had our continuing commitment to digital equity. Roland Unified partnered with the 1 Million Project so that 461 students from our 3 high schools received free mobile hotspots and free wireless service. Both Roland High School and Nogales High School were named among the 2018 best high schools by U.S. News and World Report. 8 Roland Unified School District schools were named as 2017-18 Educational Results Partnership Honor Roll Schools for their high achievement and student success. We had historic college partnerships continuing to be made to provide our students affordable, high-quality college access and scholarship funding in groundbreaking partnership with Grand Canyon University, which joined the previous year with University of Laverne and Azusa Pacific University. We launched our Saturday Exploration Academies to provide extended learning opportunities for our elementary students. We also launched our new Universal Breakfast and Lunch program at 7 of our schools, where breakfast and lunch is served at no cost. And perhaps Mr. Chen's legacy to our district, with the full support and encouragement of the Board of Education and staff, was the opening of the Mandarin Dual Immersion program at Shellen Elementary, which launched this school year. Thank you, Mr. Chen, for your leadership and support as our board president throughout 2018.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Or you actually take the podium.
Oh, that's
there you go. Thank you,
Donna. I want to thank you. Thank you, my colleague on the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and cabinets, and everyone in the community. All of this is credit for belong to everyone in this room, everyone in the community. So I thank you for the strong support. And Donna, we have very confident on you. So under your leadership, every day the school district will be better day. Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Also, some additional items to share. Holiday giving to RUSD families in need is in full swing during this holiday season. That we have a variety of opportunities that we have given back to our families, and through most of these efforts organized through the Family Resource Center. We've had the Adopt-N-Shop, and this Saturday, the annual Adopt-N-Shop will be held where 107 families representing 272 children will be served through the Family Resource Center to receive toys and gifts from their wish list this holiday season. We also have the annual holiday baskets, food baskets, with the Walnut Valley Rotary, along with our students and employees, are participating in putting these baskets together on Saturday morning for 200 families in need across our district. Tomorrow night, we have our Winterfest. I had to think of the date. It's already tomorrow night. Our string orchestra students in grades 7 through 12, along with elementary honor orchestra, are performing at San Antonio College. We have our winter break professional development planned for January 11th for certificated and classified, and January 9th and 10th for classified employees. We also, crazy as this may sound, as soon as we get back, we're in full swing beginning the enrollment process for the 19-20 school year. So when we return from the holidays, our activities for enrollment for next year will begin and launch with our showcase event on Saturday, February 2nd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Roland Heights Community Center, where all of our schools and programs will be represented. So wishing everyone a very happy holidays. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we will move on to the Student Board Representatives Report. We will start with a report from Emily Birch, ASB Speaker of the House from Roland High School.
Good evening, Madam President, members of the board, and Superintendent Dr. Mitchell. My name is Emily Birch, and I'm the Speaker of the House for Roland High School. Although our school semester is coming to an end, Roland is still chugging along with many activities. On November 14th, our seniors had our senior panoramic picture in the gym, where our seniors wore our senior attire for the picture. This picture is available for purchase and will be something seniors will keep to remember their high school years. Later that week, our basketball teams had their annual Battle of the Tracks game against Nogales. We are very proud that all our teams came home victorious. The following week was much needed for teachers and students alike, Thanksgiving break. Everyone was given the week to relax and spend time with their family and friends, and we returned to school on the 26th. This week, we had our last Spirit Week of the 2018 year, Winter Spirit Week. During this week, our themes were Monday, scarves, Tuesday, PJs, Wednesday, ugly holiday sweater, today was wear white, and tomorrow will be holiday attire, for examples, hat and socks. On Wednesday, we had our annual ugly Christmas sweater rally, where we had a festive entertainment from our dance club, and then we had a contest where 10 students were rewarded for their ugly sweaters. Friday, students are able to make holiday crafts at lunch and relieve some stress, sponsored by Hook Art and ASB Club. Our third period homerooms are competing in the annual door decorating contest. We look forward to all the creativity of all the classes as they battle for homeroom points as well as holiday treats. Also this week, we had our annual Holiday Follies Choir Show. These shows were yesterday, December 12th, and tonight at 7 p.m. at the Community Center. This show is full of great traditional songs as well as newer songs with special guests from our jazz band as well as our classified staff, Miss Salone. Although our band was unable to compete in Bakersfield at the last competition due to bad air quality from the fires, Roland and Nogales Band put together a last opportunity for bands in the area to perform without the stress of a competition on the night of the competition at Roland. Although it was sad that the bands could not compete, it gave them the chance to perform in front of 11 other neighboring schools and made it a great show. That leads us to next week, which is sadly finals week. Luckily, Monday will be a regular day before finals Tuesday through Thursday. Monday will be especially fun for us seniors because that day we have our senior winter wonderland. Here, seniors are able to come and take a picture with Santa and receive free cookies and milk. Service is very important at Roland High School. In the month of November, we finished our Pennies for Patient Michael Koifman Scholarship Penny Drive, where we are still counting all of those pennies. December brought the district canned food drive, where many of our teachers are collecting cans. In an effort to reach out to our community, many students are volunteering at senior homes on the corner of Fairway and Kalima to play bingo, doing crafts, and have great conversations with the seniors. Art Club, ASB, History Classes, and Wounded Warrior Club all came together and made holiday and thank you cards for the veterans and first responders. Another important part of Roland is our athletics. Winter sports have begun with many preseason matches, games, and tournaments. We're looking forward to attending all of those league games starting next week. I hope that all of you have a great, relaxing, wonderful holiday season, and we look forward to beginning our second semester in January as Raiders continue to strive to be thinkers, communicators, and contributors. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily. On behalf of the board, we really enjoy learning about what's going on at Roland High School. We appreciate you coming. And then next, we will receive a report from Alyssa Chavola, ASB Vice President from Nogales High School.
Good evening, Madam President, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, members of the board, and members of the audience. My name is Caitlin A. Anciano, and I am here today to represent Nogales High School. In the month of November, going into December, our dance team, the Emeralds, and the dance class performed beautifully on November 30th for their winter concert, Dancing the Night Away. We had our first basketball game facing Roland High School in what's known as Battles of the Track. Many people showed up expressing their spirit for our varsity basketball boys, varsity girls, and JV teams. Our Nobles did an amazing job giving it their best. In the end, the score being 46-56 in favor of our Raiders. While preparing for winter break and the holidays, our ASB junior cabinet sold over 142 holiday grams within a week with the help of our other Noble leaders. Our ASB class is preparing for our Renaissance Rally, which is coming up next month on January 25th, 2019, the theme being Greek mythology. On December 12th, our Nogales soccer team had their Battle of the Track game, doing an amazing job on the field, winning against our rivals, and the final score came to be 4-0. This Friday the 14th, we will have over 40 parents graduating for the positive discipline course that has been offered to our school for the past 2 months. Our Noble Regiment will be having the winter concert tonight, where other schools will have their students participating. As our first semester comes to an end, we'll be taking our finals next week, hoping we all pass our classes with flying colors. This concludes this month's announcement. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Alyssa. On behalf of the board, we really enjoy learning about Nogales High School, and we appreciate you coming. Is Susanna Chinchilla in the audience? From Santana? No? Okay. We will go on. Dr. Mitchell, are there any comments this evening for public comments?
Yes, there are.
Remarks are limited to 3 minutes unless extended further or limited by vote of the board. A maximum of 20 minutes unless extended by the board is allocated for each subject discussed. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a presentation. First, Shay Lohman.
Good evening, board. Congratulations to Mr. Chen for, and thank you for the work you put in as board president. Welcome, Ms. Friedman. Looking forward to working with you more as the new board president. Over the past few months, we've been consistently speaking about student discipline concerns at these board meetings and the drastic need for mental health support for all of our students. As I pointed out last month, our Healthy Kids survey results are alarming. Our students are telling us that they don't feel safe on our campuses. Now, some have questioned how student behavior and school safety are connected. And let me try to explain. Students should expect that as adults, we can protect them while they are at school. However, more and more, students are seeing their peers express disturbing, sometimes violent behavior in the classrooms, sometimes as early as kindergarten or first grade. They are seeing that the students that are disturbed are not removed from the classroom, and they don't see any consequences or support that may be happening with that student. Over time, that leads to a lack of trust that the adults on campus are able to keep them safe. This has led to roughly 42% of our students saying that they're not feeling safe at our schools, according to our most recent Healthy Kids Survey. While we believe that steps can be taken right now to hold students more accountable for their behavior, we also understand the need for additional support to help us provide safe learning environments in the world that we are living in. We have to and we can do something about it. Tonight marks the official beginning of a process that our union deeply values. A little later tonight, we'll be sunshining our bargaining interests for the public to hear. At the root of our interest is providing the schools that all RUSD students deserve. First and foremost, they deserve schools that are safe to learn in, and our employees need to feel safe to go to work. In order to help create this environment, we need help. I cannot stand here tonight and tell you the exact solutions, but I do look forward to exploring solutions with management through the interest-based approach to bargaining. At the root of the interest-based negotiations process is the need to listen to each other's stories and believe the other party's truths. We ask that the district trust our stories as we undergo this process. We ask that you trust the reality of the educators working directly with our students every day. If it's about class size, if it's about special education, curriculum, safety personnel, or mental health support, please understand that stories you will hear in bargaining are our reality. Through the interest-based approach to negotiations, we have the opportunity to work together to truly create the schools that all RUSD kids deserve. Thank you.
Next, Roy Humphreys.
Okay, season greetings. There's a new year on the horizon. It's time for us to reflect on what has gone by in the past year. And to note that if it's all you had to do is take over the video recording of your sessions, you would never heard or seen of me again. And now people have to go to my YouTube site to see what's going on if they're unable to attend these meetings. And we have the reflection of our president most recently having to tell Nancy Pelosi that the cameras, hey, discussion in front of the cameras, that's called transparency. And to wit, that without that, we wouldn't have been able to see, and nobody else would be able to see, the two students from Nogales came up here and took to task your board and the superintendent. Also, we'd not know about the two teachers who were arrested in this district for child molestation. And, of course, we, Mr. Lohman, and the unsafe school situation, the Bond Oversight Committee corruption, and the Oswald $50 million windfall. All of this is on video on the website. Secondly, that we have chronicled the activities of the Bond Oversight Committee, which reinforces the fact that the Bond Oversight function statewide is a farce and a fraud, and the Rowland Unified School Districts is no exception and should be disbanded. The joyride to China by the some board members here and so forth was an embarrassment to the district, California, and the nation, and education. Just telling the truth would have been, it was a joyride, and I don't blame you. You know, $1,000 for what you got was great. You didn't invite me along. Thank you. It was shameful, and a lot of Chinese are saying, bu yao lin. And the disappearance of persons like Eric Hart, Stuart Moe, ASB person Miss Wilson, and on the bogus $20,000 payout brings a question to, in the most recent Tribune article is, are you passing the trash? And as Harvey Weinstein and others have found, that time will tell and you will pay. Your superintendent is responsible for everything that goes on an administrative side, and the board is right there with those areas of responsibility. Thank you.
Next, Sharon Sigler.
Good evening, Dr. Mitchell, members of the board, cabinet colleagues, and community. 4 years ago, Governor Brown signed Assembly Bill 420, which placed limits on schools' ability to suspend students for willful defiance. What brings me here to speak with you this evening are the consequences that my students and I have experienced when clear systems were not put in place following AB 420 to support teachers' authority and effectively guide students engaging in defiant, disrespectful, and disruptive behaviors. Teachers and students at our schools throughout the district have experienced negative consequences due to lack of a clear policy on student discipline. Over the last few years at my work location, teachers' authority has gradually been undermined by administrative inaction as well as ineffective administrative action. The message students have received is that there are no consequences or that the consequences are so minimal that they take them as a joke. This message of no consequences has fostered an escalating frequency of defiant, disruptive, and disrespectful behavior that forms a barrier to learning for all students present in the room, but also fosters degrading and demoralizing conditions for teachers. I have observed an unfortunate shift in school culture, from one of mutual respect among students and staff to one in which disrespectful and degrading behavior occurs all too frequently towards other students as well as towards staff. I have served the students of Roland Unified for over 20 years at 4 different school sites, 6 grade levels, and as a program specialist. I've always had positive rapport with students and effective structures in class to promote positive learning environment and respectful conduct. Until one day last year, when ineffective administrative actions toward a few students engaging in repeatedly defiant, disruptive, and disrespectful behaviors reached a tipping point. And I spent months after that being harassed and humiliated daily. And many students present were also negatively affected by the harassing conduct and the loss of instructional time. Teachers need their site administrators to implement appropriate discipline and corrective action to support teacher authority when the seriousness of student behavior requires their intervention. Strategies for minor infractions, such as missing recess time, are employed by teachers in classrooms every day. When student behavior rises to a greater severity or a chronic frequency, and students are referred to an administrator for discipline, the same missing recess type of strategies are not effective in correcting the problem behaviors. At my site, we are experiencing our first year of implementing PBIS with our students. And I appreciate the matrix by campus location and the process of teaching students what the expected behaviors are. What staff at my site and at all of our district sites needs from you, Dr. Mitchell and members of the board, is a clear and coherent discipline policy that fosters mutual respect, addresses chronic behaviors of our Tier 2 and 3 students, and provides the support staff that students need. Thank you.
Next, Earl Owsley.
Good evening, Board and Dr. Mitchell. My name is Earl Owsley, and I teach 7th grade at Oswald Academy. I'm standing before you today due to a strong concern I have regarding student discipline. With a relatively new implementation of PBIS, we focus on teaching students how to behave appropriately per a designed behavior system. At my school site, teachers and admin have developed a behavior management system that is effective for the majority of students. I see teachers and administrators working hard using a restorative justice approach to discipline. Teachers are building relationships with their students and families, which essentially builds a healthy bond between home and school. In saying this, I have to unfortunately report that there are a handful of students that, no matter the behavior management approach, are demonstrating behaviors that I define as chronic defiance, chronic disrespect, and even harassment. In the past month, I have to say that I've been publicly humiliated, mocked, disrespected, and defied several times. There are students in our school that have in excess of 14 reported infractions where the most severe consequences that he or she received was a lunch detention or 2, along with counseling and parent notification. In saying this, I ask, if a student could do this to a teacher, what are they capable of doing to another student? Also, if other students see the defiant child consistently being allowed to disrespect and mock their teachers without serious consequence, what message does that send regarding the student's sense of security and overall confidence in all staff members? I'm here speaking to you today because I see an urgent need for serious action. Students see that the system is weak, that they can display such behaviors without firm consequences, and they can harass teachers and other students without any serious recourse. previously, students were being suspended for such actions. Now, obviously, there are certain arguments against the effectiveness of suspensions, now ed code limitations to it as well. But at least before, when a student was suspended by an administrator, it sent a strong message to the child and to their family that here at our school and in our district, we do not accept this behavior. Now, obviously, I'm not here to argue the actual effectiveness of school suspensions, but my point in this is that at least there was something. There seems to be nothing now, and I'm hoping there will be district support and a plan to address this appalling trend that is plaguing our schools. We need immediate and strong action, bringing the power back to the teachers and administrators at each school site, and that starts with our school leaders, you, the board, and our district leaders saying, this type of behavior is not acceptable. We need full-time support staff that are equipped and able to handle these unruly students with more than just counseling. Rather, a quick and firm response with serious consequences for students that offend repeatedly. This will show that our school and district is one that is more than just talk. We are a district of action that puts the safety and success of all our students, teachers, and programs first. Thank you.
Dr. Mitchell, would you please ask staff to get specific information from this teacher?
Thank you, I will.
Mary Ann Jordan Terry.
Good evening, Dr. Mitchell, board, cabinet, colleagues, and families. I'm a teacher at Oswalt Elementary. This is my 27th year. I'm coming to you from my heart. My colleagues district-wide are begging for action. The chronic harassment that takes place with some of our Tier 3 students, with using PBIS terminology, is not being addressed adequately yet. I have hope. I finally have hope. And seriously, I'm a Pollyanna. But the last 2 years, right, you know me. The last 2 years, I had lost that hope. And I don't ever want to feel that way. And I'm getting a glimmer of hope. And that is our admin that's starting to hear what we need and starting to support those Tier 3 kids that have to have some consequences. When we were introduced to PBIS, it was the positive, but there was no issue with there was no conversation about the consequences, and Tier 3 kids, oh, we'll talk about that later. We can't have a plan if we don't have both ends of the spectrum. I had a Tier 3. I've been teaching so long. I actually had a Tier 3 that I mentored new teachers with because that's the natural flow. But it had rewards and consequences. I'm actually thinking the great idea might be provide personnel that is that top tier, that discipline is their priority, both positive and natural consequences, so we have at point of disruption that takes away the education of our students, our majority. Everyone deserves an education, and those majority parents may rise up at some point to say, hey, my kids deserve an education. And right now, sometimes they don't because they're trying to protect the teachers. Like, oh, we're supposed to handle everything. I can be a guard and I can be a teacher, but when there's too many, it's really hard to do both. It really is. So if our admin is designated as that's their first duty, we don't have a new one, we have to take something off their plate so that they are readily available at all times at point of intervention needed to support our kids, both the one that's Tier 3 having trouble and the majority. And really quickly, we were promised baffles. So I apologize for shifting, but I see my seconds. We were promised baffles. We need those baffles for noise. We did it for a gym. We were promised it. And now, not anything I heard. So thank you.
Sharon Carrillo.
Good evening, everyone present. My name is Sharon Carrillo, and I'm the president for the classified employees here at Roland Unified. And I'm here to talk to you about Assembly Bill 1808, the Summer Assistance Program. This summer, Governor Brown appropriated a one-time amount of $50 million to assist classified employees who don't work in the summer months with the Summer Assistance Program. Employees who elect to participate in this program will have a dollar-for-dollar match up to 10% of their salary. You may ask yourself, why am I here? The governor has provided $50 million to assist some of the most vulnerable employees, those who don't work in the summer months and struggle to make ends meet, a dollar-for-dollar match up to 10% of their salary. Well, this program might not be a reality for the classified employees at Roland Unified because each district has to agree to participate, and per our last conversation with Roland on Monday, December 10th, the district is costing out the potential unfunded liability inherent in this program. This could be a significant cost to the district. The unfunded liability that the district is talking about are the taxes and other statutory benefits that the employer would be responsible for. This is about 28% per employee who participates. For example, if we have 200 participate and each withholds $1,000, that unfunded liability would be $56,000 for the district. $56,000 is significant, but not budget-breaking for our district. This is not an ongoing program. It's a one-time. The district said many districts in the area are costing out this program and deciding if they will participate. Well, I don't think Roland Unified is like other districts. I say that all the time. I believe, or I at least hope, that Roland puts all their students, faculty, and staff's well-being first. Classified employees are the least paid, and a large majority of our members live in poverty. The summer months are very difficult for our members. Most of our members already have second or third jobs, and in the summer months, it only gets more difficult. If LA Unified School District, the largest district in the state, with more than 30,000 classified employees, has agreed to do it with unanimous board support, I believe Roland can too. This is not just the moral thing to do, but also the right thing to do for our classified employees. I am asking the board to please direct Roland administration to participate in the summer assistance program and meet the January 1st, 2019 deadline to notify all our classified employees that Roland is in, because they do care about our classified employees and their families. Thank you.
Dr. Mitchell, can you give us more information on that?
Sure.
Please. Mm-hmm. Susan Birch.
Good evening. I am a history social science teacher at Roland High School, and I serve as the department chairman. I wish to speak to the agenda item titled Students Completing Graduation Requirements Through Alternative Means. The Roland High School History Department appreciates and would like to thank Dr. Zamora and Mr. Chang for meeting with us on this issue this afternoon. Tonight, the board is to begin a discussion in which it is being asked to approve an alternative course of study to satisfy the Roland Unified School District graduation requirement in history social science. In short, the board is being asked to approve that seven students who have passed advanced placement European history, that they should be allowed to graduate without having taken the state-required world history course. While the California Department of Education encourages districts to tailor courses to meet the demands and interests of their student population while maintaining the integrity and rigor of the state content standards, it also makes it clear that AP European History is not a substitute for world history at the high school. The AP European course would need to be expanded to include the content standards of world history. I do understand and I support the initial request for this approval. Some adult or adults made a mistake and 7 Nogales students should not suffer the consequences or be deprived of their graduation. But I caution the members of the board to fully educate yourselves on and understand all the ramifications before you agree to a permanent change in district policy regarding history social science graduation requirements. Transparency is an issue. Please talk to the teachers who own the work. Ask teachers questions. Observe the courses in question. Know your why and make decisions that are best for the student population we serve, not a decision that supports what looks good on paper or in theory. Thank you.
Amy Urban. Urbian. Sorry.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Amy Urbian, and I am a social studies teacher also at Roland High School. I speak as an individual tonight and not on behalf of the Association of Roland Educators, where I do serve in the capacity of a secretary. For the past 13 years, I've had the privilege and challenge of teaching both the AP Government and AP Macroeconomics to the seniors at our school. The AP program at Roland High School has accomplished a great deal of success over the last decade, simultaneously increasing the pass rates in classes while experiencing exponential growth. This success is not by accident, but by the design of a staff that has worked tirelessly and collaboratively to develop a comprehensive academic program in all courses that maintain a high level of rigor, which allowing the advanced placement program to maintain fidelity to the program established by the College Board. We take the success of all our academic programs at Roland both seriously and personally, which is why we were left speechless a few years ago when we were first notified that Nogales was getting rid of Honors World History in favor of moving to an AP Human Geography and AP European History. We were even told that at some point, the move at Nogales may be imposed on us. After a careful study of what Nogales was doing, the Social Studies Department concluded that this move resulted in depriving students of not only the graduation requirement of world history, but of the relevant learning experience of the course itself. We were told that the program was not designed by the staff at Nogales, but imposed on the staff by the administration, who was on some mission at that point to increase the AP numbers. We explained our position to the Roland administration, who agreed with the assessment that there was a problem with the graduation requirement being removed. Tonight, you are again asked to start the discussion of this incompetence of the leadership at Nogales by passing a resolution to waive the requirements so that these students were not properly matriculated through required courses and may not graduate on time. This is coming in the wake of having also to create a special class of government and economics to accommodate the IB students at Nogales who were never enrolled in the proper graduation requirement courses. That the best students on their campus can't seem to get enrolled into classes they need to graduate should serve as a sign to you trustees that the school is not being properly led at this time. As mentioned before, it is clearly stated that world history is a required class for graduation. A decision was made to go against these requirements and is being asked to fix, and the board is asked to fix these problems. Roland High does support these 7 students who need the requirement, but we want to make it clear this is not the precedent to be set. This world history problem is a bigger problem for these more than the 7 students. And we do look forward meeting with Ms. Dr. Zamora to create and come together with our Nogales colleagues to figure out a solution. Thank you.
William G. Harrison.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I came here to look at Nogales and at the fine programs they have there. But after hearing what I've heard from the teachers, I'm absolutely appalled. I'm shocked. I did some studying, and I talked to people at Oswald, and I was told that the discipline was in order. But hearing these teachers, I'd be afraid to go over there. The teachers at Enrolling Unified need to be protected. Students need to be protected. I looked at the dashboard. I see where They told me that there's no problems at Oswald, and they're almost in the red in terms of discipline, which is shocking. We have teachers here who are a bit intimidated going to class. We have outstanding teachers who are poorly paid, way underpaid. This is one reason why we lose about one-fifth of our teachers. So something needs to be done about protecting the teachers, running these hooligans out of the school. I live in the Walnut area, okay? And I see these kids caravanning up Shadow Oak every day. They don't pay attention. They don't mind their parents. They damn sure don't mind any teachers. And I was a teacher for 40 years in one district and 38 in another. So I know just what you're talking about. When you get these buffoons in the classroom, disruptive, learning does not take place. Parents, administrators always find a damn excuse for them. It goes repeated over and over and over again. Now, we do have some good kids in our district, and these kids deserve the opportunity to learn. People can't understand when kids are disruptive, others are not learning. And they can't understand that administrators take more time appeasing these hooligans than they do supporting their teachers. Parents come in first and they say, it must be something the teacher's done. So I heard what I heard today, and I'm damn sure shocked. And this is one of the reasons why the test scores are so damn low. And this is one of the reasons why we have an insatiable number of fails and D's in the core subjects. To the point now where in which I live in Walnut, and I'm going to urge the Walnut residents to try to opt out of Roland Unified School District. That's how damn mad I am. I'm in Walnut. We no longer need to be a part of Roland Unified if indeed they cannot correct these problems. No one needs to send their kids into a situation where they can be hurt. No one sends their kids in a situation where they're not going to be educated. So it's within the last, 15 to 20 years, we've been underperforming. We finally made a little bend and started pushing upward, which was good. I felt good about that. But after hearing what your teacher's going through, there's no way in the world would I stay in the district unless I was tenured and you're almost locked in. So I'm urging the board not to sit here, laugh, and joke and carry on, but to do something. Support your damn teachers. Otherwise, those who have 1 or 2 years here in the district are going to get out. And I'm going to try to opt Walnut out of Roland Unified School District. This is an abomination, period.
Next, we will have 4 public hearings to receive input from the community. The first public hearing is on the initial proposal received from CSEA to the district for the purpose of negotiations for the 2019-2020 school year. Any member of the public who would like to provide comments on this item is invited to do so at this time. Public hearing opened at 7:13 p.m. Public hearing closed at 7:14 p.m. The next public hearing is on the district's initial proposal to CSEA for the purpose of negotiations for the 2019-2020 school year. Any member of the public who would like to provide comments on this item is invited to do so at this time. Public hearing opened at 7:14 p.m. Public hearing closed at 7:15 p.m. The next public hearing is on the initial proposal received from ARE to the district for the purpose of negotiations for the 2019-20 school year. Any member of the public who would like to provide comments on this item is invited to do so at this time. Public hearing opened at 7:15 p.m.
Thank you. On behalf of the Association of Roland Educators, we'd like to present our proposal directly to you and to the community present. The Association of Roland Educators remains deeply committed to providing the students of Roland Unified with an outstanding educational program offering a wide range of learning experiences, solid academic curriculum, and opportunities for students to succeed in collaborative and nurturing environment. Following successful negotiations for the 2017 to 2019 collectively bargained agreement, ARE anticipates the mutually respectful relationship with the district will continue. Therefore, the Association of Roland Educators chooses to open the following articles, existing memorandum of understanding, and any appendices associated with or related to these articles for the purpose of negotiating our successor agreement. Article 4, Association Rights and Organizational Security. ARE is committed to aligning the provisions of this article with current statutes and is committed to protecting the privacy of all bargaining unit members as it specifically pertains to outside organizations. Article 7, Hours, Duties, and Work Year. ARE is committed to improving the conditions of learning for all RUSD students and the working conditions for all ARE bargaining unit members. Article 8, Class Size. ARE is committed to improving the educational opportunities for all RUSD students by strengthening the provisions of this article. Article 13, Health and Welfare Benefits. ARE is committed to improving the relative parity with surrounding districts in the quality and cost of health benefits offered to employees in the ARE bargaining unit. Article 14, Salary Schedules and Rules. ARE is committed to obtaining significant and deserved gains in compensation in order to attract and retain the strongest educators committed to providing outstanding instruction and services for our RUSD students. Article 18, Safety. ARE is committed to protecting the physical and emotional safety of all RUSD students and the ARE bargaining unit members by strengthening the definition and scope of the provisions of this article. I thank you for your time this evening.
Public hearing closed at 7:17 p.m. The last public hearing is on the district's initial proposal to ARE for the purpose of negotiations for the 2019-20 school year. Any member of the public who would like to provide comments on this item is invited to do so at this time. Public hearing opened at 7:18 p.m. Public hearing closed at 7:18 p.m. We will move on to the discussion action items on the agenda. The first item is 9A. Can I have a motion and a second to receive the first interim report and certify that the district will meet its financial obligation for the remainder of the 2018-19 fiscal year and the next two subsequent fiscal years based on financial information as of October 31st, 2018?
I make a motion.
I'll second it.
I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Mitchell at this time.
Thank you. At this time, I'd ask Alex Flores to please come to the podium. And if Mr. Bixler, you could set up the presentation. Thank you. So Mr. Flores has a presentation to the board, and then we will engage in questions and discussion on the first interim report.
Good evening, Madam President Donna Friedman. Like that. Board Vice President David Malcolm. Board members, cabinet, and audience, thank you for allowing me to make a presentation on the first interim report. As you know, my presentations follow the same format. I do that on purpose so that stakeholders can follow year to year our fiscal information. Today, I'm going to change it up. I want to start this presentation a little different. With questions? No. I actually want to thank the board. I want to thank the board for all the questions I receive regarding the first interim, in person, over the phone, or even like last night at the music concert. You know who's smiling right there, who asked. I want to thank you because it validates all the hard work our district staff is doing. Staff welcomes the complexity and thoroughness of these questions. Staff spends countless hours ensuring on a daily basis that we follow proper fiscal accounting procedures. Your thorough questions are appreciated because their work is reviewed and analyzed by you and not just in cabinet, because Dr. Mitchell makes sure we review those several times. I strongly believe the district's healthy financial position is due to our board's strong oversight. So thank you. A familiar slide. This budget is a living document, and the budget cycle is in the process and constantly in motion. We're at the first interim. Next will be the audited report in January that our board, that our auditors will present. Again, we always have two fiscal years in motion. Either last year and we're closing with the current year, and the current year and as we're forecasting for the next year. The first interim is required by the California Education Code. The first interim shows actual expenditures from July 1st, 2018 to October 31st, 2018. And projections are based on those actual budgeted activities and other anticipated costs. Please note that most variances occur with revenue due to at the time that the budget is adopted, the governor budget is still in the approval stage or has just been approved. This is the big picture for our current budget and the variances since the budget adoption. We have close to an additional $2 million variance in revenue, and expenditures increased by $1 million. When we adopted the budget, we felt we would have $100,000 adding to our ending balance. Now it's close to $1 million. Taking a closer look of our revenue, we had an increase in the cost of living adjustment, aka COLA, from 2.5 to 3.7, equating to an increase of $1.1 million. We also had a reduction of one-time discretionary funds from $344 per ADA to $184 per ADA, which is a decrease of $2 million. We also had a decrease in special education encroachment contributions, close to $1 million. We also eliminated a transfer out of $2 million. Going back to the one-time funds and the COLA increase, although the net result of the one-time funds decrease and the increase in COLA is $1 million less this year in revenue, I do see this as a good thing, because COLA is ongoing. The $2 million for one time would have been for this year and be done. Now that it's in the COLA, it'll be $1 million ongoing, and it's compounded with additional, hopefully, COLAs in the future. And that is something good for a budget so that we can plan for expenditures to help our students. Some additional expenditures have been added to the budget since the budget adoption. The remainder of the district-wide camera installation project was added. That's around $625,000. We also added additional safety personnel to our school safety division. At the time of the budget adoption, not all positions were filled. Again, we have two LA County sheriffs, SROs, one full-time district safety member at each of our five secondary schools, two full-time district patrol members who work the swing shift, and one full-time grave district patrol member. We also have part-time members who work the weekend protecting our properties. We also had additional infrastructure for technology where it was needed. And there also was an increase in the contracted amount for property and liability insurance. Now that we've covered the current fiscal year, we look at the next 2 years, otherwise known as the multi-year projection. These are the assumptions we use for multi-year. First, we are 100% fully funded for LCFF, and there is no gap funding. COLA for the 1920 fiscal year will be 2.57, or estimated, projected. And for 2021, the COLA will be 2.67.
Lottery still remains at $151 per ADA unrestricted and $53 ADA restricted lottery funds. For expenditures, we do increase it by 3.5% using the price index, and we still calculate at $11,000 for medical cap and 1% for step and column increases. And we're not going to have a presentation without our STIRS and PERS diagrams, graphs. In 1920, STIRS contribution will be 18.13. And for 2021, STIRS will be, at this time, maxed out at 19.1. As you can see from the slide, the impact next year will be close to $1.2 million. For PERS, the 1920 rate will be 20.8, and for 2021, it'll be 23.5. Next year's increase will cost the district approximately $600,000. I'm happy to share that our multi-year projections reflect a balanced budget. Please note this balanced budget reflects assumptions of some decreases in expenditures to minimize the effect of decrease in revenue. In 1920, our revenue will decrease by approximately $3 million. In 2021, revenue will decrease by $2 million. We project an increase of $1 million in the ending balance this year, the following year close to $700,000, and with a third year, $54,000 increase in the ending balance. Taking a closer look at our ending balance and what we use for our assumptions. So even though we have an increase in COLA, revenue decreases because our continuing declining enrollment. In previous years, the additional LCFF gap funding offset our declining enrollment, and it wasn't as visible. Expenditure reductions we will look and to make so that we do have a balanced budget, as we will staff accordingly to the certificated staffing ratios. We will reduce expenditures in both the 4,000 and 5,000, which are supplies and services. These reductions, for example, supplies, for example, are from the previous year. So, for example, this year I shared that we had $625,000 in cameras that were from the previous year. So of the $700,000 that we plan to reduce next year in supplies, we already found $625,000 because that's a one-time expense that's not ongoing. Also, the board has taken action and approved energy saving, lighting, and air conditioning, HVACs. We hope to reduce some energy costs in the 5,000s. Our expenditures of utilities are in the 5,000s. The opportunity to explore solar could provide significant savings in the 2021, because we currently spend $2.3 million in electricity alone. And also, please note, and I have to say this because in cabinet it was definitely, we are not touching any budgets we do to our school sites for discretionary funds for supplies. Currently, we provide $5.2 million in discretionary funds to our schools, school sites, which $1.8 is used for supplies. So these reductions that we look at are always as far away from the classroom as also, so everyone knows. Again, a balanced budget doesn't happen naturally, but only with intense analysis of both revenue and expenditures. I strongly believe in the mantra that the late Ron Bennett shared: districts in fiscal disarray made poor decisions in good times. A breakdown of our ending balance. Because of the board's fiscal prudence, the district unrestricted ending balance is projected to be a little over $32 million. The required reserve is found on the first line, which is about $5.2 million. the other areas of assigned for identified purposes. Because of our backward planning of the STRS and PERS increases, our multi-year budget reflects these increases, and we hope that the STRS and PERS amount assigned will not be greatly affected. At the second interim, a recommendation to the board to lower the assignment for STRS and PERS and to increase the assignment to decline enrollment may be made. As I shared earlier, the COLA increases do not offset the decline in enrollment. For every 100 students we decline, you can equate that to $1 million. And COLAs are not always guaranteed. For our multi-year restricted funds, we project revenue to decrease in 1920 and increase in 2021. Expenditures will also follow the same pattern. Overall, we will be deficit spending to reduce restricted ending balance. Again, in general, these funds have an identified purpose and should be spent for the students and programs that are designed for that year. I'm happy to recommend to the board to approve the positive certification of our first interim report, as we will be able to meet our fiscal obligations for this year and two subsequent years. At this time, I also would like to recognize Corey Duran. Don't be shy. Who's attending tonight's board meeting representing the fiscal department. I personally want to thank her and Mr. Craig for all the work and their leadership in the department for this work on the first interim report. At this time, Corey will come up and answer any question you may have. That's why she's really here.
David?
First of all, Mr. Flores, I want to thank you for your report. You have a way of presenting this information in a very concise manner that's very easy to understand. I wish Mr. Harrison was still here so he could have heard this report to see that we are doing things and we are addressing safety issues in the district, and that quite a bit of money is being expended on this. I guess what's at question right now is that we have limited resources and limited funds, and how do we balance those to have a comprehensive safety program? Right now we're protecting the environment, we're protecting the school with cameras, with safety officers, et cetera. What I'm hearing from the audience today is that we need to do a better job in the classroom. Through intervention. And I guess what our challenge is how do we take these limited resources and balance those that we have a comprehensive safety program that does everything. And that hopefully will be resolved when we negotiate and talk to the teachers. So I think you've set the foundation from where that discussion can start, and I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Angelina?
Kind of along the same lines here as Mr. Malkin, but on slide 7, and you don't have to go back there, you talked about how we were finishing the installation of the cameras.
Yes.
People know there's a website in Roland Heights, the Roland Buzz, and there was some misinformation that I'd like for you to clear up, where there were individuals posting that we have cameras at the school sites that don't work and that they're just there for show. Can you please inform us that the cameras that we purchased and installed are working?
Yes, all the new cameras are working and operational, and we're constantly making assessments of looking at if we need to add additional cameras. We were about $100,000 under budget, and we're still looking to see if how we can still enhance it and improve it. All of our administrators are also being trained to be able to view them and to access them. So they are working. That would be a misinformed comment made. If they were confused with the old cameras, they've been replaced.
Great. Thank you.
Lynn?
Do you have a crystal ball? Mr. Flores, what do you hope to hear back from the governor's workshop in January of next year in regards to our budget and any potential changes?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball, but I'm very optimistic.
We have a new governor, but the previous governor inherited about $27 billion deficit and is leaving with a surplus. I'm hoping that that surplus can be used for more funding for education. So I would hope to go and to find out they're going to increase funding. There was some talk at the end of last year looking at the complete LCFF because a lot of school districts didn't – the STRS and PERS had a negative impact on them, and those liabilities weren't reduced, and some of the funds that they received beforehand maybe were spent on other items. So a lot of school districts were looking and asking for some relief to increase in the funding. And we would love that so that we can have those conversations and look at how we can enhance all of our programs and how our students can benefit and how our staffs can benefit as well. So we can have those conversations.
I also wrote down a second question that isn't related to the budget per se, but to the bonds. There have been several comments about a $50 million that has been described as magically appearing as a windfall in times for the Oswald project. Can you clarify this for us?
Well, first of all, I would love some of that magic dust also. We can really help our budget, and we can do all these different things that people would like. With our bond funds, the bond funds did not change. We went out to the voters, and the voters had a specific amount, and we have them. All the different projects that were established are still being completed, but if you can save money and you can divert some of that savings to other projects, we will do that. And that's actually what's happening. So Oswald had a $30 million budget. It wasn't enough. So we added $20 million from other projects, from savings, to the Oswald project, not compromising the program whatsoever by still doing all the projects that we said we would do. So it's not like somebody just dropped from the sky. I wish it did, but it didn't. We were just strategic, and we were just try to be really informed to get the most bang for our buck to meet the needs of our students.
That sounds like sound fiscal management to me. Thank you.
Terry?
The 2.57 on 2020, 2021, those COLA numbers, I think for 1 year, it's 0.1 increase. Because there's, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, uncertainty, there's the COLA may not be the number you estimate. So how, there's only 1 point. Shall we estimate a little bit more, higher and get more room, or how do you get this number, and how that, because that number is very critical. If that number is off, and a lot of numbers are going to be wrong.
We use what is sent to us by the county, sent by us by the state, of what the COLA is projected to be. Mm-hmm. If we were to change those COLA numbers, mm-hmm. we would be disingenuous when we do go to bargaining, when we do go to our stakeholders, say, this is what we plan to have. We really want to have the true budget as close as we can so we can have conversations of not where's the money, but conversations of what can we do with the money. So that's why it's important for us that the COLA reflects what we are indicated it should reflect, what's at that time the best projected COLA. When it changes, it changes. The budget cycle allows for the first interim, second interim, and the budget adoption. Any time when there are changes, those changes will be reflected, and this will be a moving target, and we will share that, and we will communicate that also. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to reduce the COLA to make just to have a soft landing. We want to use what is what we are providing the information so that everyone's on the same page. Because the conversation will be, why did you do that? Instead of, this is what the industry standard is, let's move forward with that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for a wonderful report. Excellent job, your whole department. Thank you. And you answered my question. I wanted to ask about safety personnel to tell us more about it. And you said exactly what I wanted to know, how we spent our money that way. So thank you for that. Are there any other questions? Hearing none, then let's could I have a motion, please? Oh, sorry. What? Oh, those in favor? Sorry.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The next is item 9B. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the 2018-2019 single plan for student achievement for all schools in the Roland Unified School District?
I make a motion.
A second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. In item 9C, can I have a motion and a second to approve the project lead the way computer integrated manufacturing course and software for students in grades 10 through 12?
I so move.
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 9D. Can I have a motion and a second receive the initial proposal for collective bargaining from the California State Employees Association, Chapter 133, CSEA, to the Roland Unified School District?
I move.
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 9E. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the initial proposal for collective bargaining between Roland Unified School District and the California School Employees Association, Chapter 133?
I move.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 9F. Can I have a motion and a second to receive the initial proposal for collective bargaining from the Association of Roland Educators, ARE, to the Roland Unified School District?
I move.
I second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 9G. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the initial proposal for collective bargaining between Roland Unified School District and the Association of Roland Educators?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
For 2 minutes, I just need to clarify. Carrie, did you first that?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
The next item is 9H. Do I have a nomination of a Board of Education member from CSBA Region 23 to the California School Board Association's Delegate Assembly Region 23, Subregion 23B? Hearing no nomination, this item is closed. The next item is 9.1. Can I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution AS18-1906 and approve certification of signatures authorizing designated signatures for warrants, checks, orders for salary payment, contracts, agreements, notices of employment, and other related documents and actions from January 1st, 2019 to December 31st, 2019?
I move.
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 9.J. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the payment of stipend to Board President Carrie Chen for November 2018 pursuant to Education Code Section 351209C?
I make a motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Abstain. One. So the vote is 401. Motion carries. The next item is 9K. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the payment of stipend to board member Angelina M. Pride for November 2018 pursuant to Education Code Section 351209C?
I move.
A second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Abstain?
Aye.
The vote is 401. Motion carries. The next item is NL. Can I have a motion and a second to approve an alternate course of study to satisfying the Roland Unified School District graduation requirement in history, social science?
I make a motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
Yes. Dr. Mitchell, can you explain more about this agenda item, please?
Yes. Thank you for the question. So in this particular situation, there are seven student numbers that are on this agenda item. These seven students have completed a course in advanced placement European history. Our current board policy states that students must take 30 credits for a diploma from our district in history, social science. 10 of those credits must be in world history. The action that is before the board this evening would be to approve the alternative course of advanced placement European history to fulfill that world history requirement in our board policy for the seven students who are part of the class of 2019.
Is that motion meant to be moving forward also, or just for the 2019 graduation?
The motion before the board this evening is for a select group of students, the seven students that are on this agenda item who are part of the class of 2019. As was shared in public comments this evening, there are other students who are likely have the potential of being impacted by this as well in terms of the course of study that they were prescribed at their school that we will need to address. However, those students are not seniors, and we have additional time in which we could work collaboratively with both of our high schools regarding course of study and bring a separate and different proposal to the board in the future after having the opportunity for conversation.
I suggest rather than voting on the amendment at hand that we clarify the meaning of the amendment. Is there any suggestion as to how we might word it differently?
Yes. And again, I'd also like to share in through the discussion point that, as was pointed out in public comments, Dr. Zamora did meet with history social science teachers at Roland High School, and that was their concern. They did express a concern regarding is this a trend? Is this a blanket? Is this all encompassing? As a world history teacher myself in the past, I understand some of their concerns regarding content. So this is not this is something that does definitely require further conversation outside of these seven students. So I think perhaps to clarify that. And Dr. Zamora has committed, along with Mr. Chang, to continue those conversations. But perhaps we could say something that would clarify that, that might read, a motion to approve the alternative course of advanced placement European history to fulfill the 10 credits of world history required by Board Policy 6146.1 for graduation for seven students in the class of 2019. That perhaps could create the clarity that might assist from the conversation Dr. Zamora had. It stays with the integrity of the item that's on the agenda, perhaps meets the interest of those that spoke tonight, and also meets the needs of our seven students.
I would like to rescind my motion if it is in the purview of the rest of the board.
Second.
You have to reset.
Yes, that was my second. I had to reset my second.
Okay. So then I would like to make a new motion that I can't remember everything you said.
I had to write it as well. Perhaps President Freeman could read it. Okay. You can pass it to Angelina.
She can make a motion too, right?
Whatever you want to do.
That's fine.
Okay. Okay. So make a motion to approve the alternative course of advanced placement AP European history to fulfill the 10 credits of world history required by board policy 6146.1 for graduation for seven students for the class of 2019.
I second.
Do we need to add Nogales High School to that motion, or is it fine because each student has a separate number?
Yes, this would be for confidentiality that it's just seven students in our district.
Okay.
I still need a second.
I second it.
Oh, sorry. Okay, all in favor?
1 minute. May I please ask one question? Just because of the comment, I wanted to confirm with Dr. Zamora if she believes that that motion meets the interests of the parties where she's had discussion.
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure because I know you did invested some time. Thank you.
Could I just ask a question before we vote? Then moving, let's say we get past this, then moving forward, will it be Dr. Zamora who will assemble a team of teachers and administrators to make that decision how we might do this in the future to avoid this problem that we've had this year?
It would be in our ed services led by Dr. Zamora. It's likely it would be led by Frank Chang, our director of secondary.
All right.
But that, again, would come under Dr. Zamora's direction.
Thanks.
We don't have to specify the student ID numbers?
They are on the board agenda.
Okay.
Yeah, so it is a part of this. It is part of it. And if it is the pleasure of the board, we could have that as part of your formal motion. But it is for the 7 students identified on the board agenda.
Any other discussion? No? Okay. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Next on the agenda is pupil personnel. The next item is 10A. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the readmission of student number 17-8?
Wait a minute.
Sorry.
We missed something.
I'm so sorry. Already made a mistake my first time being president. Okay. The next item is 9M. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the contract agreement between the Roland Unified School District and Ledesma and Mayer Construction Company Incorporated for the provision of construction management services for the Stanley G. Oswald Academy new campus project?
I move.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes. After reading the documents on this, I'd just like to clarify that we are selecting this company because of our past experience with them, but also, more importantly, our working relationship with them and what they have to offer beyond just the contracted services that makes them an outstanding company compared to the other ones that applied for the position.
Any other discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Next on the agenda is pupil personnel. The next item is 10A. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the readmission of student number 17-1806 to the Roland Unified School District effective January 14, 2019 with placement at Nogales High School?
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Next is the consent calendar. We will approve all of the items in consent with the exception of any items that were pulled for separate discussion and action. Can I have a motion and a second?
Move.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The next section is to nominate board members for board representation in various committees and organizations and committee appointments. The board will appoint a board representative to the La Puente Valley Regional Occupational Program, LPVROP, Joint Board of Trustees, effective December 1st, 2018, ending in June 30th, 2019.
I nominate Donna Friedman and Angelita Pride to finish out the year.
I accept.
I accept. Do Angelina, isn't it a 2-year term?
Correct. It is a 2-year term at this point for Angelina. Your term is still valid.
Oh, yeah,
is that?
Because I started a second 2-year term.
You did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it would just be me.
No getting off the hook there, Ms. Pride.
Donna.
But it would be for one person that would do the term President Freeman said, December 1st, 2018, ending June 30th, 2019.
Mm-hmm. So should I change it to just add Donna?
Okay. We're nominating one person.
Yes. So do we have to say it again?
So can I have a motion for you? Now you need a motion.
Okay, can I have a motion and a second for Donna Friedman being part of the ROP board?
I move.
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The board will appoint a board member to the official board representative to elect members to Los Angeles County Committee on School District Organizations in October, November 2019. Is there a nomination?
Ms. Ebenkamp, you've served before. Are you still interested in serving?
You were not called to duty on this item. This is one that you, but you were not called for a vote. This is when the county has any districts doing any reorganization, and there's a special group that would vote on that for the county, but it does not occur very often, and there was no need for vote or action. Should there be some, it would take place in October or November of each year, and there was none in 2018.
We didn't have a representative to this last year, did
we? It was you.
You were, but you weren't.
But you never were called.
They didn't have a meeting.
You did such a great job.
So did you say you want to do it again, Lynn? Oh, okay.
And I would like to nominate Lynn Ebenkamp. Oh, we don't need a motion, do we? Okay, I'd like to make a motion that Lynn Ebenkamp continues serving.
I'll second. Okay. Any discussion? No. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Glad to hear I did such a good job.
Yes. The board will appoint a board representative to Board of Directors, IQ Academy, California, Los Angeles, a Roland Unified School District authorized charter school for the purpose of representing the Roland Unified School District. Carrie, is this something you would like to continue?
Yeah, that was the... I've done just for the past year. So anyone on the board that would like to interest to do it?
You don't want to?
Oh, if nobody tried to.
Well, hearing none, we don't. This item could be closed. We don't have to have someone.
I'll continue doing it.
Oh, you will?
Yeah,
okay.
I make a motion that Carrie Chin continue serving on IQ Academy.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Thank you, Carrie. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The board will appoint a board representative to the California Association of Large Suburban School Districts, CALSSD. Lynn, would you like to continue?
I'd be willing to serve again.
I make a motion that Lynn Ebenkamp continue serving for CALSSD.
I second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The board will appoint a board representative to the 2019 Los Angeles County School Trustees Association, LACSTA, to vote on all association matters and to communicate between the executive board, the association, and the local Roland Unified School District Board. Angelina, would you like to continue that?
If there's no other board member who's interested, I'd be happy to continue serving.
Okay. I'd like to nominate Angelina Pride to be on the LACSTA Association.
I'll second.
Oh, wait.
Make a motion.
Okay. Did I say I move? Oh, nominate. I move that Angelina Pride will be our board representative on the LA County School Trustees Association.
And I second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The board will appoint a board member to serve as liaison to the Roland Unified School District Citizens Bond Oversight Committee, CBOC. Is there a nomination? Do you want to do it again?
I'm willing to do it again.
Okay.
I make a motion that Mr. Malkin continue serving as the rep for CBOC.
Can I have a second? Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The board will appoint a board representative to serve as liaison to the RCPTA for the purpose of representing Roland Unified School District. Is there a nomination?
I'm willing to continue.
You're supposed to do that. Anybody? I move that. No. Does anybody else want to do it?
I move nominate David Malkin to continue to be a representative of RCPTA. PTA.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The board will appoint a board representative to serve as liaison to the Roland Heights Community Coordinating Council for the purpose of representing Roland Unified School District. Is there a nomination?
Can we do that on a rotation basis?
Correct. It's been on a four board member rotation throughout the year, and Brandy submits a schedule. That was the pleasure of the board last year.
So
make a motion that it stay on a four-member rotating schedule.
Wait a second. I would rather. I will decline on the rotation this year. Oh, so okay. I was going to ask who wanted the three of you.
I make
like
a motion that
be.
It stay on a three-member board rotation, including Mr. Mock and Ms. Ebenkamp and Mr. Chin.
Perfect.
I'm fine. Yeah.
You second.
I need a second. Oh, I'll second. Okay. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The board will appoint a board representative to serve as liaison to the City of Industry for the purpose of representing Roland Unified School District. Is there a nomination? Would you like to continue, David?
I'm a member of the Industry Manufacturing Council, and so I go to their events. I'd be more than willing to continue.
Okay.
I make a motion that Mr. Malkin continue in that capacity.
I second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The board will appoint a board representative to serve as liaison to the City of La Puente for the purpose of representing Roland Unified School District. Is there a nomination? Would you like to continue? Mm-hmm. I move that Angelina Pride will be our liaison for the City of La Puente.
I second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The board will appoint a board representative to serve as liaison to the City of Walnut for the purpose of representing Roland Unified School District. Carrie, you're interested? Yes? Okay. I'd like to nominate Carrie Chen to be our liaison for the Walnut City Council.
I second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The board will appoint a board representative to serve as liaison to the City of West Covina for the purpose of representing Roland Unified School District.
I'll continue if nobody else is dying to do it.
Okay. I can be your backup. I'll move that Lynn Ebenkamp will be our liaison for the City of West Covina.
I second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Yes, we come to the board comments. We are now at the conference section for board member comments. We will start off with Carrie this evening.
I feel very relaxed sitting on the end of the table. Yeah. I didn't, and I have no pressure to be hosting the meeting. Dr. Mitchell, thank you for the good work, and the credit goes to everyone. And thank you for my support from my colleagues and the leadership, Dr. Mitchell, and your staff. Right? In fact, that we have got a lot of things done with the effort from everyone. So, yeah. So I just happened to be a president here. Yeah. So thank you. And today we have an excellent presentation from Hurley, and those kids have done an excellent job, and I like that, continue doing that, and every kid has a experience talking behind the podium, and that would be a very valuable experience for their life, and the teachers and their principal too, and give them very good guidance so they can give a perfect presentation. Yeah. Happy holidays. Wish you everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a new year. Thank you.
Lynn?
The holidays are upon us. We had a big agenda tonight, which we did get through. There was a lot of work for the board to prepare for, but I'd like the board to really reflect on how important it is for our student performance. And I know that that's something we've worked hard on. Actually, I've met with Ms. Zamora and Dr. Mitchell about where we go from here and to hear their ideas as to how we can improve student performance and how we can move forward. And I think there's some good ideas on the table, working with each and every school principal, working with an individual recipe for each school, depending on what their needs are. And I'll be anxious to hear how that works out in the future. Also, it's never good for a board to hear so many comments about safety and discipline. And again, some might think we don't take it to heart, but we do. We understand that our teachers and our staff and our students are number one, and we do listen. There's not a magic answer. You can have 99% perfect students, and that 1% in there is going to make it look awful. So we're still coming up with some plans. We want to shore up to help leadership in the various schools that are really having problems. We welcome your suggestions, and we heard some tonight. And I've asked Dr. Mitchell to have staff pursue some of the things that were said. And I'm not afraid to lead this board forward with a better plan if one comes up, but I don't want to just grab at different straws to try something. I want to hear something that's going to work, and it has to be good, and it's going to have to help our whole district, and especially our schools in need. On a lighter subject, I've now visited all the schools at least once for the school year, finished up this morning, and I don't understand why our performance in all schools isn't better. The Hurley kids that spoke today, you'd be interested to know how much better that school is doing academically. They're really doing a good job in coming along. So I want to encourage that. If we can duplicate what they're doing and if it'll work in another school, that's fine. But remember, what works in one school doesn't work in every school. We have different kids. We have different parents. We have different communities. You know, it just depends on the school. So that's why I really like this approach, taking one school at a time and setting a plan for that school, working with the principal, make them accountable for what's going on in their school, and see that both safety and academics improve. I did attend the Follies last night for Roland High School. It was really good. And we have a lot of talented kids in our district and at Roland High School. It was nice to hear last night. They were able to kind of let down a little bit and enjoy performing for an audience. So tomorrow night I'll be going to Mount SAC for the concert, the strings concert. And if you get a chance to go, I think you'd enjoy hearing what the kids are doing in the music program. I wish you all a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and thank you for your hard work.
Angelina?
Thank you. Tonight we heard a lot of interesting comments. Just to reassure everyone who spoke is that your voices have been heard, and they will continue to be heard. I think that I may have heard some things a little differently than other people. It seems some think that some of you are requesting to secede from the district. I did not hear that. I think that you may want to clarify that in another comment, but just my thought. But we do hear your voices. And if you guys will recall, a couple of months ago when we talked about discipline and I made a comment about the new staff that we have in place that are working on that. And, you know, communication is key. And I do truly believe that Dr. Zamora and Dr. Despard are doing their best to gain their footing in their positions and to work with all of you at every site to make sure we have an interest definitely in making sure that our schools are safe for the students, for the parents, for the staff, for anyone who comes on that campus. That's not something we take lightly. My kids just graduated from this district, the last one 4 years ago. So, of course, I still have kids, adopted kids in this district. So, you know, I think that
you can be assured that safety is a concern for every board member sitting up here. And as far as the some of the other comments that were made, the board has been aware of things that are going on. There was concern about the history courses, the social science courses, and we've been kept abreast of that. We've been getting reports, as you heard Dr. Mitchell clarified the information of what the agenda item was about that we voted on tonight, and know that communication will be there on that issue as well. That's a direction that the board definitely wants, is for there to be full communication with all parties involved before decisions are made. Like Ms. Ebenkamp said, on to lighter notes. The Hurley students were amazing tonight. I have to say, Dr. Mitchell, I know you've implemented a lot of things that, since you've come here, but this one is truly my favorite. I don't know if it was your idea, somebody else's idea, but the highlighting the schools at each meeting and hearing these students is just incredible. It never ceases to amaze me how articulate these kids are, especially when we have the elementary students come in and talk, and they just really do a fabulous job. That's my favorite part of the board meeting. The next thing I want to say is that, yes, I've also attended some of the holiday events throughout our district, and we do have amazing students all throughout our district. And I want to thank the staff, too, that take the extra time after school, before school, and in the evenings to work with those students so that they can put on these performances for their parents, for the community, and for us as well. And finally, happy belated Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Enjoy your break. I assure you I will enjoy mine. And I look forward to us all coming back fresh and ready to hit the ground running with some tough topics. But, you know, we'll all be rested and we can do this. So you guys enjoy your break. Thank you.
David, Mr. Vice President.
It's very difficult to sit up here and to listen to those comments because it really hurts me. The reason it hurts me is that it's like Ms. Ebenkamp said, that each student is different and each district is different based on socioeconomics, et cetera. And when one starts comparing one district with the other, there's a danger there when you start doing that. So I think you got to look at our district and to see what we can do to make our district better and not start comparing it with, you know, our neighboring districts. But what bothers me is that there's so many good students in our district, and there's a tendency to broad brush all students in Roland Unified based on the comments that are here, you know, that are heard here. And I feel sorry for those students that are striving to do well in our district, that are doing, you know, outstanding work, that they then get broad brushed by these comments. I think the comments are necessary. I think we need to hear them. But I think we need to be careful to say that these are the exceptions and not the general rule. And since this is a season of giving, and I'd like to touch on some of the good things that our students are doing in our district. One of the things is adopt and shop. We have the Family Resource Center that's going to be providing, you know, gifts to the children. And we have a club at Roland Elementary, the K-Kids. Yesterday, I met with them. They had their Christmas party, and they installed 15 new members, and they brought toys to give to Delhaven Community Center, which is a center for disabled children in La Puente, and they brought toys for them. They also brought toys for each other, that they had to pick a toy to give to somebody else that was a friend of theirs, and so they selected their friend, and they brought toys to them. I was at Villa Corta this week, and with Suu Kyi Foundation, and we supplied food to over 200 families through the Suu Kyi Foundation. And this Saturday, we have the Rotary Club working at Alvarado. Now, when they do that, the Rotary Club, they all have about 15, 20, 30, 40 kids that are from Interact that will be helping out, handing that food out. These are kids that are giving up their Saturdays to give to others. Winterfest will be coming up this Friday. Again, kids will be going to perform on a Friday night. I'm sure they'd be preferring to do other things on a Friday night. And I understand that the event last night, that it was packed over there. my wife had a meeting in one of the conference rooms, and they were evicted from the conference room because of the number of students that were there. So it was very successful. And things like that, we're able to show the community who our students are. And I think there's a big benefit when we do these community events, that the community sees our students and they see the good side. And then always there's the Big Yellow Bus Program. If you want to be charitable at this time of the year, feel free to donate to the Big Yellow Bus Program, which supports our Roland students. And finally, I just want to thank Mr. Chen for his years of service. And I'm looking forward to having service under Ms. Friedman. And happy holidays, everybody, and we'll see you in 2019.
Thank you, David. Also, thank you, Carrie, for doing a great job being president. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for sticking around till the end. We usually have five people, so it's really nice to see your faces. And thank you for those of you that came to speak. I would like to thank Alex and his team again for doing an excellent job. Getting another positive certification is fantastic and takes a lot of hard work by your department. I also want to thank you, the board, for nominating me as president of the board. Thank you for having faith in me to do a good job. I am very excited because the five of us work so well together, and we have a great board. It will be another great learning experience for me. I'll mention some of the places or events I have been since the last board meeting. The SERV program at Nogales High School had a senior leading the class. He spoke how after sixth grade he went downhill. His freshman year he had straight Fs. He said he was depressed, and he had a 0.6 GPA, or maybe lower. Now his GPA is a 2.7, and he said this class changed him because of the teachers. Now he is a senior and wants to be a counselor or a teacher. The SDC class at Giano looked like a general ed class, and the students were using a math calculator and getting the correct answer on grade-level material. It was very impressive. I attended the CSBA conference in San Francisco. Some of the classes that I attended were President Workshop, Struggling Towards Social-Emotional Wellness, a collaboration approach to keeping California schools safe, creating a college-going culture through an English language learner program, and Healthcare 101 benefits for your district, what you need to know and questions you should ask. I also attended the CTA annual school board dinner. Shay and the CTA president did a great speech. The 7th and 8th graders who are in the strings performed at Knott's Berry Farm, and they sounded great. At the Walnut City Council meeting last night, our Nogales band was recognized for going to London in 2020. Lastly, I have visited all the schools and saw excellent teaching and learning in the classrooms. Students were engaged even in the adult ed classes that I visited. And I agree with Lynn. It's hard to understand why our scores are not going like way up high, because when we go to these classrooms, we see some excellent teaching and the kids are learning. I want to wish everyone a happy holiday and a very happy and healthy new year. Enjoy your time off. And we will. We do not need to return to closed session. So can I have a motion and a second to adjourn the regular board meeting of the Roland Unified School District Board of Education?
I make a motion.
I second. Go ahead.
Those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned at 8:18 p.m. Thank you.
Much lighter tonight.